Further safety concerns with a Russian arrested overnight for allegedly planning to destabilise the Olympics. It comes as our Aussie athletes have been urged to not wear uniforms out of the village after an horrific assault on a Brisbane tourist and attempted mugging of two Nine Network broadcast workers. Another athlete had their car broken into and items stolen in Belgium overnight. And staying with the Olympics, and Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli is on a plane right now heading over there. She'll be attending a seven-day education program as we prepare to host the Games in 2032.
One of the things I'm really looking forward to is the Paris City Council is hosting multiple sessions. There are sessions every day showing what they did to prepare, basically in their 8 years to go. So I'm really looking forward to the behind-the-scenes look at what Paris did to get ready for the event.
A fire which destroyed a house at Nambour in the early hours of Wednesday morning is being treated as suspicious. The blaze engulfed the two-storey home within minutes. It destroyed a car as well, along with a power pole, with fire crews being praised for their work to prevent the fire from spreading to three neighbouring businesses on Howard Street. It's understood the property was often used by squatters. Approvals for a proposed housing complex at Batinia will be the first on the Sunshine Coast to be fast-tracked under the state government's ministerial infrastructure designation process. MID is managed by the Department of Housing, Local Government, Planning and Public Works, which bypasses local council development applications in a bid to speed up the process of getting more affordable homes built. The eight-storey Batinia project near Skoo is proposed to include 90 affordable housing units. And Coast cricketer Michaela Wrigley has signed on with the Brisbane Heat for the Women's Big Bash League 14 this summer. Wrigley, who's a batter and wicketkeeper with the Sunshine Coast Scorchers, is one of three emerging stars to sign their full first Big Bash contract. While last season, the 20-year-old was named the Queensland Country Player of the Year.